Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Senator Ted Cruz was at the CPAC, the conservative PAC meeting that just took place near Washington, D.C., and he was interviewed. And what he found out, he rode airplanes on the borders of Texas. He rode horses on the borders of Texas. He rode boats up the Rio Grande. He did all these different things. And he talked to the Border Patrol. And guess what they said? As a matter of fact, let's listen to Senator Ted Cruz now. Take a look.
So this week, I was down at the border. I was down in McAllen, joined the Border Patrol, did a air patrol up in the plains, rode in a gunboat up and down the Rio Grande, joined them on a midnight ride along as they were enforcing the border. And let me break a little bit of news here. You know what the Border Patrol told me in the Rio Grande Valley sector? That since Inauguration Day, illegal crossings have dropped 50%. Now, oddly enough, you and I have not seen that on the 6 o'clock news. Somehow reporters aren't reporting it. I asked them, I said, look, why is that? Border Patrol agents said they didn't know, but they assumed it was because with the new administration, they understood we'd have an administration that would finally enforce the laws.
This is so exciting. Just think about it. A lot of things have already taken place since our president was inaugurated, but just the day that he was inaugurated, they're saying that illegal immigration around the Rio Grande dropped by 50%. And it's just amazing. The Lord's just setting up our borders again. You know, we don't have a country without borders. And thank God that we have a president and a Congress that stands up and says, you know, we got to protect the American people. Legal immigration is a wonderful thing, and we need to continue that. But illegal immigration is not a good thing. As a matter of fact, if you get a ticket for speeding and you get arrested for battery, then it's illegal. It's called illegal crime. Well, coming into our country illegally is illegal, but you can come into our country legally. I was just recently reviewing some of the history on Ellis Island, where thousands and thousands of our mothers and fathers came to America, but they first went to Ellis Island. They went through a process of coming into the country, and then they came into New York, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But there's a legal way to be able to come into the country. And it's so exciting. As a matter of fact, I believe that this week or next week, our president's coming out with the second executive order to be able to lock down and be able to protect our borders, to find out what is going on. So remember to keep our president in your prayers.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.